This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
So Em's here to share some of her story and some of her personal wisdom experience with us in the kind of thinking about this topic. Hope I'm not building it up too much. So Em, how long have you been part of Anchor for?
I've been coming maybe for the last 4 years, coming up to that.
Amazing. And tell us a little bit about, you know, your personal relationship over the years with fashion.
So growing up, I was super intrigued by things related to style, and I was very, I was conflicted as a kid because I was annoyed that generally people tend to choose like one style. And so as a child, I was a bit weird, and I'd grow up wearing like brother's hand-me-downs but with like floral skirts, and my mum was so confused and so conflicted about dressing her young daughter what she didn't want to wear. But I was just there like trying to do all these crazy things and be, I guess, like different people through my sense of fashion, which was hilarious. But then heading into high school, I tended to, you know, choose one at a time, but then switch through them over the years. I've done everything you can imagine. I did the emo phase. I did the beach phase where you'd only buy Billabong or whatever. And then, you know, grew up, did like Gorman because I moved to the inner west and you've got to do that. And then in more recent years, went with the Scandi minimalism kind of stuff. And so my whole life, I've kind of just been cycling through all these different things because I couldn't decide who or what I wanted to be, especially with fashion. But 4 years ago, I started working in fashion retail, and I started to feel quite conflicted about the whole topic because you hear a lot about the ethics of production and about how manufacturing can be quite a bad process and done in a bad way, low wages, etc. So I started working in this industry and I felt weird about selling people cheap clothes because if someone asked me a question, I wouldn't be able to tell them that I was confident in the brand. So that was quite challenging for me, but started working in it and started learning more and more about the industry and about the ins and outs of what where the harms are and where it comes from. And that led into, I now work in supply chain ethics. So I work for a company that does a lot of products, not limited to fashion, but including fashion. And so I've learned a lot more about the processes and the background behind the way our clothes are manufactured and the harms that included in that process. Just to give you a really brief overview of things that we look for and things that we're more aware of on the back end. There's problems with the dyes that we use in our clothes. They go usually back into the waterways of the towns that these manufacturing facilities are in, and they can often be quite harmful, cause birth defects in future generations, fish dye, stuff like that. So people are quite deeply affected by the fact that they're living in a manufacturing town, so even if they're not in these facilities. And then we're all quite aware of issues with wages. Fast fashion is cheap because wages are low, because there's already inequality between our countries and theirs. So that's a big problem. And so it's hard for companies to be completely aware of how much their people are being paid in their facilities. And the further back in the supply chain you go, the more troublesome it becomes because it's harder to trace where your materials are coming from. Cotton's a great example of that. We have a great cotton industry in Australia and that's easy to monitor. However, when you're buying a cotton t-shirt like this one, you might see made in China, but that doesn't mean that the cotton was grown in China. That could have been sourced from anywhere. And there's definitely problematic countries for growing cotton. Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan have forced labour in their cotton industries. So even if you buy from a company that you trust, they may not know where their cotton's from. So these are the things that I deal with on a daily basis, and it's quite difficult to understand and know where things are coming from because then you feel quite conflicted with purchasing anything ever. So that's my life.
Thank you. And so this is obviously quite a complex world. A lot of issues that I think many of us may not know things about, and so it's great for us to have people like Em to share with us so that we can learn from one another and, you know, take steps towards stewarding what God's given us in a way that glorifies Him. Em, I guess as someone who's quite politically engaged, politically aware, I often hit Em up with questions about things that I'm trying to think through, faith and politics. You know, how do you see politics and fashion intersecting?
Yeah, I mean, so judging on what I've just told you about the industry as well, it's already pretty clearly like a political problem of personal responsibility at least. Some political theorists talk about how you can vote with your dollar, and some say that that's the only true form of democracy. And although me and some other people don't agree that democracy is the best option always, spending your money wisely does have an effect and an impact. So diverting your money from things that are harmful towards things that are helpful is a really important thing. And I think with fashion, that's very important to do, is to be more aware of what we're putting our money into. Because if you're spending money on, say, a $5 cotton t-shirt because, you know, you need a basic or whatever, effectively you are voting for unhealthy and unequal practices in the world. And so you're supporting keeping someone in poverty rather than lifting them out of it. So it's very innately political, and I think we can't separate the way that we spend our money from our ethical positions in this world. But yeah.
Thank you. And what would you say, if you were to elaborate a little bit more, kind of for you personally, some of the spiritual implications of this? You know, as a people, we want to be using our lives, all of our lives, to worship Jesus. And so how can we worship Jesus through, you know, our relationship with fashion?
Yeah, so I guess personally, I'm really confronted by the passage that says, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And so that's probably not just about storing your treasures, but also like spending your treasures, where your money goes, those things that you're owning and collecting and buying, those are the things you're finding your value in. So I find it really important that if you're spending money on fashion, it should not be for the pursuit of self. It should not be for the pursuit of vanity to make me look good, because at the end of the day, I've come to learn that although I cycled through all these different styles, nothing ever really stuck or satisfied me. It never made me feel complete or whole. So therefore, we need to be content in God. And you can use something like fashion to like be a form of worship instead of something to supplement yourself. And I think it's really beautiful how, say, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was talking about the lilies of the field, and he says, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And so God's just impressing again and again that he has made you innately beautiful, and therefore you can use something that's generally considered to be a process of vanity, like fashion, use that then for worship, to do good and to show love to people in the world. Because you're no longer worried about your own vanity, because you're satisfied in Jesus. So that's been my personal journey with spirituality and fashion.
Thank you. So, you know, I know definitely for me, like even chatting this week to you about, you know, what you wanted to share and listening to, I guess, some of the things that we see happening, you know, in terms of fashion and justice in our world, it can be very overwhelming. I know that, you know, a lot of people have good intentions, but often it's difficult for us to take intention and put that into concrete action. And one of the things you said to me was that, you know, we can't do everything, but we can do something. So for, you know, those of us here today who'd like to perhaps be more engaged in thinking and making decisions in a way that is going to, I guess, line up with our values in faith, what are some things that we could do?
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot that we can do. I think the first step is just becoming more aware. We need to know that our habits of consumption are unsustainable. We can't really consume at the rate that our culture does. And so I think as part of being a follower of Christ, we need to be not of the world in that respect. We need to not be going to H&M every 2 weeks and buying another $20 t-shirt because we're bored of our wardrobe. We need to stop that. Be more aware of your own habits and start tracking when and why you want to buy these things. So become more self-aware in that. My second tip is probably just know your style better, which is hard. And like I said, I have no idea what's going on. But if you know what you love, you're not going to buy something and then later not wear it, or wear it once and then get confused, which I've done so many times in my life. So it's a process. Know what you want, what you love, and what will help you. Another point is definitely buy secondhand. Like, I know op shopping is like a certain type of people's thing, and so if you're not into it, you're not into it. However, the fact that we're cycling through so much fashion means so much more is coming through op shops, meaning you might be able to find the same caliber of clothes at the op shop. And trust me, go down to the Salvos in Tempe. It's like a giant warehouse. You can spend 5 hours in there if you want. It's ridiculous. There are things there that you will like. But yeah, secondhand is so good because you're not contributing to that economy of circular fashion. And then my last point is probably use resources to learn more about the brands that you do want to purchase from and decisively put your allegiance with brands or, yeah, and buy things that last longer. Something that you will love that will last you years will serve you so well. But yeah, I'll be posting some resources on the Anchor Family page either this afternoon or tomorrow, depending on my time. Just ways to inform yourself about different parts of the industry and different harms and different helpful things that can help you if you want to learn more about what your money is going towards.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Can we thank Em for sharing? Thanks, Em.